This is noticed. The Wall Street Journal had a big article about it in 1992. They pointed out that from 1985, the United States had the highest labor costs in the world, which you'd expect in the richest society in the world, should have much higher ones, in fact. But in 1985, as you expect, it would have the highest labor cost per unit output in the world. And in 1992, it was second lowest in the industrial world. Actually, in 1990, it was lowest of any country. But then Thatcher succeeded in smashing down the workforce in England even better than the Reaganites here, so the United States slipped back into second place in the competition to see who could harm working people more. So from 1985 to 1992, the United States went from highest labor cost to second lowest in the industrial world. And this was described by the Wall Street Journal as a welcome development of transcendent importance, as it is for their constituency. The rest of the business press describes other factors that are involved in this welcome development. The Financial Times of London, which is the big international business daily, they had an article about the same time about what was going on in Eastern Europe, and they described it as a horrible mess, everything's awful, but the headline said that there's some hope. The headline was Green Shoots in Communism's Ruins, meaning it's pretty bad, but there's some green shoots there, so some good things. The green shoots are what they described as the rising unemployment and pauperization of industrial workers under the reforms that the West is now imposing. And those are green shoots because it means that you can get workers in Poland, say, for 10% of the wages of the pampered Western workers. And as Business Week chimed in to say, that means it's a way to drive, it's another way along with Mexico and, you know, Indonesia and so on. There's another tool now to force Western workers to abandon what Business Week calls their luxurious lifestyles. Of course, when GM moves to Poland or VW moves to Czechoslovakia, they believe in the really existing free market. So they demand very high tariff protections and public subsidies to pay them for doing this. Free markets, remember, for the poor. That's tough love, remember. Not for the rich. They get state protection. But this is a tremendous weapon against working people by now around the world. That's called the globalization of production. You can see why Harvard professors and, you know, Jeffrey Sachs and so on are so delighted about free trade. It's really great for the sector that matters. For the pampered Western workers with their luxurious lifestyles may not be so great. And this goes across the board. So Daimler-Benz, Germany's biggest conglomerate, they can now move to Alabama where they can get workers at third world standards with no labor protection and huge subsidies from the taxpayers of Alabama of exactly the kind that are given in the third world. And you can kind of whipsaw one labor force against another by these methods. That's another device alongside of the straight criminality of the state, as in the case of the Reagan years.